Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome to this week's episode of Right Here in Mass. I'm super excited to have Paula Fleming joining me today as today's guest. Paula is the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer of the BBB, serving Eastern Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont. As CMSO, Paula's primary objective is to generate revenue by increasing sales through successful marketing efforts. Paula, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ashley. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to have you here. For anyone who's not familiar with the BBB or what the organization does, I'd love if you could start off by sharing a background of who you are and what you do and what the organization does for businesses throughout the area.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. Well, as you mentioned, I am the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer, as well as the Chief Spokesperson representing the local Better Business Bureau, which is in charge of four states, Eastern Mass, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And what that means is that any business headquartered in those areas would fall under my purview. So if there is a consumer from California, but the business is headquartered here, we would handle still the business profile, whether they are a member or non-member. We handle complaints, the rating, customer reviews, and all factual information so that consumers like yourself can check them out and make an informed and educated decision on if they want to do business with them or not. We have approximately in our local area about 7,000 members right now. So those are businesses that will apply to become BBB accredited. We have a team of customer care that looks at them. We're not a government agency. So we do work with the government agency, Attorney General's Office, Office of Consumer Affairs, but we are not a government agency. So we make sure that if deemed necessary, they're appropriately licensed and insured. So if a painter, for example, depending on the state, it varies what the laws are if they have to be licensed and or insured. So we vet them and then we accept them into accreditation or unfortunately, in some cases, we deny them. And that's pretty much a synopsis. We help both consumers and businesses. We try to align consumers to do business with those in our community that are acting in an ethical manner, whether they're a member or non-member. And then businesses tend to join BBB for multiple reasons, depending on their industry. So, you know, a large company, we have many, John Hancock, Liberty Mutual, medium, New Pro Windows, small, the local painter, that they join for different reasons. Could be the website. They want our logo to instill trust when people are shopping. So there's, it could be a new business. They need a website developed and we do that. And I started BBB 20 plus years ago, which I'm like, oh my God, how is that possible?
Time flies.
I don't feel that old, but I am. Yeah. So I started 20 plus years ago. We were a smaller, Better Business Bureau at that time. And now we've grown tremendously. And the pandemic actually afforded us the opportunity, specifically my department, to take a step back and say, okay, what aren't we doing for our businesses that we could or should be doing? And we really kind of pivoted into more of like a support where we reshaped the messaging locally to be more like, we're not a complaint agency. We don't want to encourage complaints. Yes, we handle them, but we, you know, back in the day, people would be like, oh, I'm calling the Better Business Bureau to complain. We don't want that. We want people utilizing our services before they get to that point. So they're doing business with an ethical, reliable, credible business. And also for businesses, it's like, if you're a member, what can we do above and beyond to help your business grow? That's our ultimate goal. We want to see you sustain, grow, and be a viable part of our community. So how do we help you get there? So it's really evolved for the past 20 years. I mean, when I started, Ashley, we didn't have social media. Like the thought of getting on something like this now virtually is like, no way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even thought, you know, so it was just a different time. So we've really transformed, even just the 20 plus years I've been there. So it's exciting, and I love it, as you know, because we've been, we've worked together in the past, seen each other at networking events. I really love what I do, or I wouldn't be here doing it. I love helping consumers. I love helping businesses. I love learning and meeting new people, hearing other people's stories, what brought them to decide to do X, Y, and Z. And many leaders like yourself have their hands in multiple buckets, right? It's like, okay, here's my business, and here's what I'm doing on the side, which is probably, one or two other businesses you could go under. And that's really, it's fascinating to me to see how evolved people have become, and how everyone seems to be pushing themselves to do more, want more, and it's just great. I love everything about communications, marketing, social media, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I love that. And I especially love how the BBB is such a big advocate for small businesses and local businesses. And you had mentioned briefly a few of the benefits that members get from joining the BBB. Could you share more about those benefits or opportunities that might come their way?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So first, everything we're talking about in regards to Better Business Bureau can be found at bbb.org. So whether you're a business or a consumer, bbb.org is the website. We have different membership levels depending on your size of business, what your needs are, and we encourage people to take a look at each level to put thought into what is the best fit, right? Not every business needs all of the benefits we offer. Some key benefits that we offer that are often utilized: free business cards, free logo creation, free website creation, SEO support, educational and networking support. Those are just a few. Yard signs. A lot of our plumbers, electricians, landscapers love our yard signs. They don't want to put them together. They don't want to order them, and it's free. And that can be thousands of dollars every year for a small business. So it's, to them, it's a no-brainer. A few hundred dollars every year to join and get all of these benefits. Yard signs being one, business cards being one, and we take it off their stress because they have, everything else that they have on their plate. And then we join a lot. We've been fortunate to have events like Headshots and Handshakes, where we get to really help businesses with their headshots, because personal brand is so important right now. And headshots are something that sometimes are often overlooked. So we can offer that. So I think that too, we get calls for headshots, photography, if you're selling a specific product. If you want a before and after of your service, a video done that you can use on your website and social media, which is thousands of dollars, but again, comes as a benefit for BBB members. Also, a lot of our members aren't don't have the time, nor do they want to, sit down and actually write a story about themselves. Well, sometimes we can craft a story based on a 15, 20-minute conversation. And that written content can really help them reach a new audience, and also just add to their content strategy. So we offer that as well: written content, video content, photo, all part of membership depending on the level you choose. So yeah, it depends really on the business size, industry, and what their needs are. And we've tried to meet those needs within our communities.
Absolutely. And when someone's interested in becoming a member of the BBB, what's the best way to do that and getting started with applying?
Obviously I'm a contact. I'm on LinkedIn. You can reach out to me. I'm happy to jump on a call or a Zoom. Also, you can go to our website, bbb.org. Right at the top of the website, it'll say Grow Your Business, and you can pick which level fits your business needs, and then just fill out a quick application. And then we work with you to make sure that we obviously want to accept everyone, but that is not, unfortunately, the case. For example, you have to be in business for 6 months. So if you're a new business, we have tips and we have tools that can help you as a new business. But until you get to that 6 month point, you cannot apply and be approved. So there's different variables, but the quick application is bbb.org, top, grow your business, click and apply, or just reach out to me and I'm happy to walk you through the process.
Love it. And in addition to the many incredible benefits and free services that people might get from being members and also helping to get seen in front of potential customers with their credibility, what are other benefits of businesses becoming a member? Like, what are some things that might entice them to join if they're on the fence?
Wow, yeah, there. I mean, obviously, for me, I feel like it's a no-brainer because I have heard from, especially more recently, where before it was more of the blue-collar businesses that you would see join BBB for membership. They would say, Paula, we just want the seal to throw it on our trucks, right? Well, 8 out of 10 people choose to do business with a BBB member when they see that seal. So whether it's on your truck or it's on your website. Now I'm seeing a lot of more white collar. So accountants, lawyers, dentists, professionals like yourself that own marketing companies, or there's a lot more that are interested in joining. And I think what I've heard from them on what tips them is the ability for to kind of work in parallel, but also joined with the Better Business Bureau. So we've been around 100 years, but many businesses have not, and many that are joining have not. So we bring that trustworthiness and credibility. We help them. Google recognizes BBB and helps with SEO if you're a member to bring that up if people are doing a quick search.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. So for SEO purposes, I've heard a lot of people taking advantage of that. And then just the collaborating and the being able to work together to reach new audiences. So I've had members reach out to me and say, hey, we have this great event, but we don't have anyone attending it. As a member, what can you do? Well, we work together. We craft a story, we share it on social media, we help you get in front of our audience, which is thousands of people throughout the four states I mentioned. And then on a national level, we have over 400,000 members across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And there's often opportunities to collaborate there. So, obviously being the CMO, I think that it's invaluable, but a lot of people are like, Better Business Bureau, you're even still around, or like, they'll say Yelp. But if I may share a quick story with you,
Oh, absolutely.
I won't share the young woman's name, but I was for one of my first times ever in the Beacon Hill area, and we had popped in. I was with my daughter, a girlfriend, and her daughter. We popped into the small business, and if there's ever an opportunity for me to connect with a small business owner, I'm going to take it. I just genuinely love to hear what brought them to where they are right now. So she shared, young woman, Beacon Hill, small business, and she told me her story, and I said, oh, this is wonderful. I gave her a little information about Better Business Bureau. At the very least, every business should have a free business profile, because when someone searches for your company, that'll give them the information to make a decision, no cost. Gave her my card and said, if you ever need me, please feel free to reach out. Wouldn't you know, Easter Sunday, I get, which I'm dating myself, but I got a video message on my Instagram account, and I opened it up and I was like, well, this is weird. Maybe it's just like an auto-generated Easter, like Happy Easter. And no, it was actually her sending me a video. She was very shaken. She said, you told me if I ever needed you, reach out. She felt as though she was being bullied as a small business owner
Ugh.
online. She, had a very poor Yelp review, and she had video that was contradictory to what the Yelp review had said, and she wasn't sure how to navigate that process. And I pride myself on it. Again, this is a non-member, but bringing value and my 20 plus years experience on how to navigate that situation. So we're really here to help support businesses. Because businesses are the backbone of our communities. And I think it's really important. Not every business is right, and no one likes to hear that, a negative review, but let's turn this around. Let's try and give you the tools to take the necessary steps. So it was an opportunity for learning and growth and working together. And I love those, not obviously for her and the negative, but I love a chance to be able to help a business come out the other end.
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, the BBB is a huge advocate for small businesses and local businesses. And that's one thing that I've realized being a business owner is that you can't go through entrepreneurship alone. You need to have those people in your corner who you can turn to for advice or to cheer you on when things are really great. And so knowing that the BBB is that person or organization for people, I think is tremendous.
Yes. And I think I've also heard people say there's so many organizations out there. I don't know where I should join or who I should join, and I don't have the money to join all of them. And I think taking the time to just step back and say, okay, what is it exactly my business needs? And take the time to engage and interact with each organization. You'll find out which one's a fit for you. And that's okay if Better Business Bureau accreditation isn't a fit for a business. It might not be today, but it might be in a year. So I never I always try to seize every conversation and just, hopefully add value to it and then get to know that business owner. But on the flip side, consumers are all also, an important aspect of who we are as a brand. So many consumers don't realize that we report on both members and non-members. So I think that's important too, and that you're driving people to check out a business prior to making a purchase. We say our new campaign is look for the seal. So whether you're a business owner or you are a consumer, you should be looking for that seal before you put your credit card on in online or before you are shopping. It's just that extra seal, in my opinion, of approval and trust.
Oh, absolutely, which is so important right now in today's age with so many scams going on, is to have that trust. And I know that's something you personally have been talking a lot with the media about recently, is just scams and how people can protect themselves. So could you kind of talk a little bit more about that for, I guess, how both consumers and businesses can protect themselves? Because I see it happening on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, you're exactly correct. Something that we have been reporting on is scams, and it's evolved as well. Where when I first began my career, the primary, unfortunately, the elderly were the primary ones who were getting targeted by scams and by scam artists. Now I am seeing a shift where it's 18 to 24-year-olds that are at the top of the list, whether it's job seeking scams or online shopping scams that are transpiring. The demographics have changed. The Better Business Bureau has something called BBB Scam Tracker. And this is where you can go and look at scams that are transpiring in your community and also report if you have been a victim of a scam. And this helps. I use that to work with the media, as you mentioned, and do interviews on scams that are trending. I really try not to scare people. In PR, it's really hard because prior to being at Better Business Bureau, I worked at a PR agency, right? I was behind the camera. I was writing press releases. I was making 80 calls a day, pitching my clients to cross my fingers, get them on air, or get an article written about them. And now it's on the flip where I work with the media. They call me, and I'm trying to do my best because, they want information. But it's also a fine line. I don't want to go on air and scare people that there's a scam happening when there's only one or two scams in that area. So it's really a balancing act, even for myself, because PR is so important to any business, including the Better Business Bureau. But I have to play a responsible role in what I am delivering via the media to the eyes and ears of the businesses and consumers that we're trying to help.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important work that you're doing with that, of just being able to bring awareness to something. And like you mentioned, you don't want to necessarily scare people, but knowledge is power in that sense of just kind of giving people an idea of what they should expect.
Exactly. And there's twists and variations. For example, the grandparent scam. I was walking into the bank a few months ago, and an elderly gentleman, we were waiting for it to open. Actually, I was trying to open the door, and I feel like all for some reason in my brain, everything's open 7 a.m. to like 10 p.m. and that's not the case anymore. So it's like I'm like waiting outside, and he said, "I got a call. My grandson is in at, you know, wherever location. And thankfully I didn't fall for it. I said, oh, that's, he did not know who I was, but was just telling me as this story, which was the grandparent scam where, and using AI, they can even sound even more like your grandchild. But now there's a new variation that is hitting my generation, and that is where you receive a phone call. They claim to be a police officer, and that your child in college has been arrested. And in order to get them out of general population for the weekend, you have to PayPal or Venmo $500 to
Oh, geez.
$2,000. We've been hearing, and yeah, it's insane. But it's a variation of the grandparent scam, and then that. Again, now seeing those come in, I will take that information, work with the different police departments to disseminate that information, and then the media as well. So it's people don't realize all the intricacies of the job that I do, but I think those intricacies make me passionate even more because I have severe ADD, and I'd be so bored if I didn't have 100 things going on.
I know, I was just going to say that you have your hands in so many things in the organization, which I think is really great. If you had to pick, like, what would you say is your favorite thing that you do?
Oh gosh, my favorite thing would being have a ha, gosh, it's a my favorite thing, if I said it right now, would be having authentic conversations with human beings. The ability to get outside of my office, whether it be my home office or the BUB headquarter in Marlborough, but really getting out in different communities and talking to people and just learning about them and hearing their story. Because I think oftentimes life is so busy that you forget about those important connections. I was addressing UMass Boston College of Management students last week, and it saddened me a little bit to see how many of the students, all ages, had their heads down looking at their phones. Now, I could have taken it personally and said, you know, it's me, but I also have a 19 and a 17-year-old, and I know they oftentimes have their head down. And I think I appreciate and love having those conversations where people are looking and making the eye contact and having the authentic conversations about if it's a business, what, you know, what led them to what they're doing, what have they learned, what can I learn from them, what can I help do to help them. And if it's, you know, just a human doesn't own a business, you know, tell me about your life. Tell me about your story. I just love having those. I truly do. I love meeting new people. I just love that. On the, I would say the second close is working with the media is really fun. I've had some great interactions with them. For the most part, they're respectful, and it can be a tricky. It's, you know, it's a tricky dynamic being in PR and working with the media, especially with me, because there's also a chance where I can offend. So I have to be very careful because not every business is ethical. And if they come to me and say, I am doing a story on X, Y, or Z company, I learned at a very early stage in my career that I am not going to be everybody's friend because it is my job to convey factual information. And, you know, if there is a roofer or a painter, this is both true stories, or a limo driver that has, you know, that are felons and that there's been incidents, I have to provide the factual information. And obviously, that is not going to be taken lightly by any party. So, yeah, I do enjoy working with the media. I do enjoy public relations, but there's also an aspect in which I would say it would not always be my favorite thing.
I can definitely see that. When you mentioned the first piece about authentic human connections and
Connection.
conversations like that, I was like, that's totally Paula, because you're such a connector. That's what I view you as. You are always finding ways to connect one person you know to another person based on what you know one person might need or be looking for, which I think is an incredible quality to have in a person, especially as a leader. So you do a wonderful job with that.
Thank
And
you.
Yeah, of course. I've also seen you instill that into your team because I feel like every networking event I go to, I see Danielle or I see Jackie or I see Thea, and there's at least one BBB person there. So I think that's great that everyone's really getting involved and kind of finding different ways to connect with their communities.
Yeah, you know, that's well, thank you. Thank you very much because it makes me, I am very, 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 very thankful for my team. They all bring something special and they are all unique individuals that are just amaze me daily. And I am, we cover a vast geographical area. And so we have literally, you know, people in each state representing BUB, and we continue to grow that. And we try to push ourselves outside of the box. And you know, what should we be doing? What could we be doing? And there's things that because I have been doing this so long that I may miss, and I can't be everywhere. And so they'll come back with great ideas, you know, and little things like, you know, I have one right now, a small business that gave me a pen somewhere. And they'll say, you know, everyone's giving out pens, Paula. Here's X, Y, and Z idea of something we should do. Or we're at an event at farmers market and there's so many great tables, but no one's coming to buy anything from us. We're educating. How do we make it more engaging and interactive? Well, cornhole boards, great. And then they come over and play with their families. And it's fantastic. So I think I learn from them every day and I'm so appreciative of them. And it's interesting to me that I've learned the audience in Boston is not the same audience you're going to get in Burlington, Vermont. And so I think it was very important that we said we want employees that live and reside in the communities in which we serve. And I'm thankful that we have that in all four states.
Yeah, and I love that you do that too, because that's such a great point. From my own work, I've had people who have hired me specifically knowing that I'm in Massachusetts because it's hard to get to know a community if you don't live, work, and play there yourself.
Right.
And so
Yes.
that's a great strategy to have, is just to make sure that you do have employees who are covering all of the locations that you serve to be able to connect with those people face to face.
I would say too, you know what else is interesting, which we've been able to do now is we've had, because we cover the four states, there's, you know, occurrences that happen where you wouldn't think BBB would play a role. One of the early on ones was the Boston, the marathon bombing. And I was on vacation at that time in New Hampshire, with another family, and I had to cut it short and come home. And I remember my girlfriend said, why? What does this have to do with you? And I said, well, whenever there's a tragedy, whenever there is a natural disaster or like the marathon bombing, scam artists come out of the woodwork. And so I had to come home because, from a PR standpoint, we want to get in front of this and educate people just because it may look legitimate, like it's a family that is trying to raise funds on social media platforms or driving to a very emotional story. You cannot always ensure that it is legitimate. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize the BAB, has information and education on so many different topics. So that was interesting too. And then also now we try to play even deeper, I would say grassroots, but we try to hear what businesses are going through. And if, you know, there's a business that is going through a tough time, we try to reach out and act to help and support them. And say, okay, you know, you meet all the criteria, let's get you on board and no cost or whatever it may be, and offer you the support you need at this time. And I think that is important too. And a lot of my board of, you know, would say, well, you should turn that into a story, a media, you know, for media. And I don't believe so. I believe, I like to, what did I say to my team? Move in silence. So when you're
Yeah.
doing those good deeds, I don't want to flash them everywhere. I think that if the individual or the company we're trying to help wants to say something, then that's great. But I don't think we need to do something to get PR out of it. And I think
Absolutely.
I sometimes see companies doing that. And while I understand why they're doing that, it's not the route in which I choose to go. And we're so broad in the businesses that we serve. I think there's
great opportunities for us to make a difference, even behind the scenes.
I agree. And it's very evident to me that the organization gives without expecting to get. And so I think that's incredibly important too. And you've probably seen just by giving and giving and giving that it does eventually come back around, and people who end up receiving support from you or referrals or whatever it might be have now given back to you. But I think that's such a great quality and approach to take, is to just give without expecting anything in return.
Yes, 100%. Yes. And I would say too, some of the amazing leaders that I deal with, and fortunate enough to be around, have continue to teach me, but have taught me lessons in that point, which is, you know, don't give expecting to get something back. Give because you really want to give. And I try to do that. And I do believe that it will pay off. And I personally am not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay with me. If I was, I'd probably not being true to who I am. And I try to tell my children that too, you know, could I learn and grow from feedback? Absolutely. But I'm also never going to change the certain things. It's just my personality. And I think that's okay as a leader, just to say, this is me, this is who I am. You get what you get, whether you're my girlfriend from, you know, back in the 80s or you're a business owner now, you know, I am who I am. And those authentic connections, they really have taken a life of their own through the course of 20 plus years.
Absolutely. And the phrase, your vibe attracts your tribe, is 100% true. And it's one of my favorite things to remember too. It's like just being your authentic self and remaining consistent with who you are and putting your best foot forward every day will attract the right people always.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what else I love seeing now is that it doesn't matter, women, if you're a woman or a man, or, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, there is enough room for everyone at the table. Like, we do not have to put each other down. We do not have to badmouth. We don't have, you know, I feel like there has been a shift, and hopefully it continues, in which you're inviting someone to the table with you rather than elbowing them out of the way. You know, I've seen that shift more so in the last year or two. But I hope that continues, because there truly is enough business. There's enough love, there's enough everything to go around for everyone. So I think supporting each other, and bringing others, you know, to the forefront, it really is a great thing and important for us to do. It makes me so happy when, you know, someone will say, oh, I got your name from so-and-so, and they said we should connect, and thank you. You know, I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, who is that person? I have to remember, you know? So, so it's great. And, you know, when I say I'm a people person, I didn't know I was going to do this as a career. From a young age, me getting in trouble would be go sit on the couch and don't open your mouth, literally. And that was like, but I talk to everyone, you know, so to sit on the couch and not be able to talk was my, you know, I'm in trouble, definitely. And then, you know, keep it going. Then in college, they said, Polly, we cannot get you to sit down. You keep talking to everyone. You should go into public relations. And I had no idea what it was. And so I graduated with corporate communications, minor in anthropology, went on to work at agencies, and then found myself here at Better Business Bureau. And it's still, I love talking. I love people. And as I said, the human connection, and that's what makes the world go around. So, it's great. It's fantastic. And the thing, you know, what you're doing here with this platform, I think is so important, highlighting different people in our communities that you should get to know in Massachusetts. And if you think about how many people are in Massachusetts that are movers and shakers, if you will, I mean, we're forced to be reckoned with. There's some great things happening here in our communities.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like especially in the past year, and you kind of hinted at this earlier, I mean, there's been so many exciting changes that I feel like have been happening in the local business communities, of new advancements and new business ideas and new connections and communities just being made. And I think it's really, for me, inspiring and I guess motivational to be a part of it all and see what everyone else is doing. And I feel like that's what kind of keeps me going, is when I see inspiring people and I'm surrounded by inspiring people, then I'm like, ooh, now I want to match that. And I want to be like at that same level or output as them. And so it's great to have that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I always, people say, like, when are you going to move on, or what's your next step? And I'm like, when I'm not ha like when I'm genuinely not passionate about this anymore, and then I'll move on, you know?
Yeah.
And I always try to put I try to push myself. You know, I always think, whether it be being a wife, a mother, I could do better, a boss, a leader. I always say, oh, I could do better or better, but I try to pick one thing a year to push myself outside of the comfort zone. And it cracks me up. You know, people will say, I saw you on the news last night, and now you're like a lifeguard. This is very weird. And I'm like, I like it. Like, what's weird about that? No one
It's
has to put you in a box and say you're just, Paula Fleming of the Better Business Bureau, or you're just a mom and wife. It's like, no, I'm not
what
just anything. I'm all of these things that make up me, and this is my story to tell and share. And I do. I take my lifeguarding and my teaching babies how to swim with their parents equally as, and passionately as I do the Better Business Bureau, because it's, important to me, and it's
Yeah.
fun. So yeah, I love
I love that. And speaking
it.
of that, that's one thing that I always notice about you is I'm like, Paula is always doing something. Like you mentioned, lifeguarding, being a mom, being a wife, being very dedicated to your fitness and your
Yes.
exercise. Everything that you do, like,
Mental and physical. Mental and
yes.
physical, very important.
Absolutely. How do you balance it all? And especially being in a C-suite position, how do you balance it all and make sure that you're not sacrificing rest time because of the fact that you're just kind of working, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I would lie to you if it's been since, I mean, high school. Even today after my workout, we were doing our rest and our recovery, and it's always a joke. They look at my heart rate on, they're like, "Oh, Paula's resting heart rate's 114, but she's okay, everyone." That's just how she is. It is finding balance is difficult. I will say the things that, I think mental and physical health is extremely important. So yes, I try to get, I try and actually to marry everything together. And what I mean by that is my CFO, my CEO, and I, we might go for a walk and get meetings done during the walk, important
Oh, I
conversations.
love that.
So we might each have three important things we need to talk about. Well, instead of getting on a Zoom, we'll say, let's meet at the rail trail and walk, and we'll go over all those things. One of us will write up notes afterwards so we didn't miss anything, but we're getting fresh air, we're getting our exercise in, and we're getting work done. So I think that's important. Oftentimes, when someone asks to meet with me, I'll say, let's get coffee or let's go for a walk. The lifeguarding, in all reality, the lifeguarding and the teaching swim lessons on Saturdays, I do that because it fills my heart. I could be in a bad mood or ha you know, and I go to that pool and I see these babies that are just so joyful and have their entire lives ahead of them, and these new parents that are like exhausted, and I'm like, give me your kid, I just find joy in that. So it's kind of, that is my mental health. I'm taking care of me because it's something that brings joy to me.
Yeah.
So I haven't found the perfect balance yet. My girlfriends will often say, you've exhausted me by noontime. But I also am like, I still am like, I'm not doing nearly as much as Ashley, who just posted she did 20 things on her, but I think we're all trying to find that balance, right? And I
Yeah.
think more so than ever, I'm hearing from my team, work-life balance, work-life balance, work-life balance. And people say, it's a question I get often. How do you have your hands in everything? You're everywhere. I can't even figure out where you are on social media. How do you do that? And it's like, I have not found a work-life balance. It is, for me, what works. I've
Right.
never been one. There are days I can't get out of bed, I'll be honest with
Yeah.
you. There's days that I'm like, I'm going to sit in my bed and work on my Chromebook, and that's where I'm at today, and I have to honor that. I don't think it means I'm a horrible boss, or I'm a wh but this is where I'm at. I'm going to say no to any media interviews, and that's what it is. And so they're rare, they're very rare, but they will happen, and I kind of acknowledge it, accept it, and hopefully the next day will be when I crush it. But
Yeah.
we all have to have those days, in my opinion. So
And I love that you mentioned that because I once heard something very similar. And when I heard that, I was like, that's such a good point where it's like, there's never going to be that perfect balance. It's just what feels good to you at that time.
Yes.
So one week you might be going hard on your work because you just feel so excited and motivated and productive and taking a little bit of rest. But the next week you might be struggling a little bit with work and might be needing more rest. Your body's
Oh.
telling you to take a step back. And so it's kind of just always going through that switch and that fluctuation, and that's okay, just as long as you're
Right.
honoring how you feel and what your body is telling you to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're exactly right. And it's just like some people aren't morning people. And as a
Right.
leader of a team, I have those on my team that are like not more. They're like, Paula, we get that you're at the gym and you're like three coffees in at 8 a.m. But for and you're but in the flip side, I'm not a night person. So I have to respect that. Okay, not everyone is where I'm at for the morning. So let's meet at 10 or 11. So it's about that compromise too. Figuring out as a leader what works for your team and how do you kind of meld that together. And that, being in public relations, you're on call 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's like, I had a WBZ yesterday at 4 p.m. I got an email. Can you go come on air? And before I would have moved the world to get on air, but it's like, you know what? I've already put in a 10-hour day and or 12-hour day and I just can't do it because I'm already elsewhere. So
Yeah.
I think, recognizing that too, like you are not going to be able to do everything, and that is okay. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
love that. And being kind of realizing that saying no to something is allowing you to say yes to something you really want to do in the future.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. Yeah, 100%. And I think it's interesting too. I've learned this. There was a small business who I respect. She has grown her business tremendously. And she said to me, "Oh, you're part of that organization? Yeah, I'm just not a huge fan. My time is worth money." And I was like, "Oh, I agree with you. Time is worth money. And if you
Yeah.
can't put that on your plate, but I like to try and give back." And fast forward, I was on with this organization. And gave my time. And then when I decided, you know what, I'm going to, because as I mentioned, I like to do new things and try new, but I feel like I have to give it my all for a certain amount of time. And then when I'm no longer like, yes, let's do it, I move on to something else. And that's okay. But as soon as I did that, all the relationships were lost. And I was like,
Yeah.
wow, that speaks volumes to me that unless I'm giving and you're taking, you're not, and I thought that was interesting too, because I don't give to receive, but also there's got to be some type of respect that in appreciation
Absolutely.
or when I feel not valued or not appreciated, even though I might not be getting anything back, then it's also like, oh wow, I probably shouldn't have been doing that for so many years because there it was just basically like I was no longer going to be able to dedicate 5 hours a week to them, and therefore I'm non-existent. So
Yeah.
there's life lessons to be learned, no matter what stage you're at in your career, or professionally or personally, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah, I fully agree. And speaking of moving forward and things that are happening right now, could you share anything exciting and new that's happening within the BBB throughout
Oh gosh.
2024 or even other future plans that you might have?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, currently I'm hiring. So
Ooh,
that's
good to
exciting
know.
on my team. Yes. So I love that. We continue to grow the Marcom team, getting people really on the ground. You mentioned seeing my team members. My goal is to have multiple team members in all of the states. But also this it's going to be a business enterprise coordinator, and they will be focused on really helping businesses no matter what stage they are in their growth, but they will be helping support them grow and connect within our community. So I'm excited for that. So growth in within the BBB, also adding to our offerings for education. So opportunities to get to use our benefits. It's called the BBB Toolbox and BBB Learning. So there's opportunities for members to grow there as well. So we're continuing to look at how can we add value to our members. So yeah, those are the highlights that we really have. It's just growing, changing, and adapting. With that being said, we are one of 100 Better Business Bureaus across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And I am very proud to say that we're one of the leading Better Business Bureaus in what Amazing. We offer to both consumers and businesses. And so we are a small staff, but we are mighty. So I'm super proud of my entire team at BBB locally and appreciative of them. And we will continue to grow. So anyone that's listening to this and is like, wow, I, you know, like what I heard, but I feel like you should or could be doing X, Y, or Z, I am open ears and would love to have a conversation, because I don't think anyone is perfect and everyone can grow and learn from each other. So I'm totally open to feedback too.
Absolutely. I love that. As we get closer to the end of this episode, yes. I love asking our guests what their favorite local businesses are to support. So I know we chatted about this before the show, and I had joked that it was probably a difficult question for you to answer, knowing so many small businesses. Oh, what would you say are some of your favorites?
Oh, wow. I am so fortunate. Top of mind. So if you ever see my social media, which I would encourage, if you want to connect, it's Paula Lynn Fleming on Instagram and then Paula Fleming on LinkedIn. I'm all over the place, but I try to support so many businesses. So I would say Darcy Wellness in my hometown of Natick and La Belle Day Spa. I'm very into self-care. So those are two of my favorites. Posies for flowers, because as Miley Cyrus said, right, we can buy our own flowers. So it's
absolutely.
And so Posies is a florist right on Natick Wellesley line. There are just so many. Buttercup is one of my favorite small businesses in Natick area. And Bourbons too, which is in Framingham. I have so many, like there's so, my head is like Talbots. I love to go to, believe it or not, I like Talbots for my suits for on air. It's fun. For inspiration personally, for my profession, I go to Amy from Bold Moves. If you just, her smile alone, but her, if she's just amazing, she brings you in and wants you to be better and do better and be bold, as she would say it. So I have a lot. I could keep going, and I'm like, it depends on what we're Talbots for clothes. Rue La La is great for online.
Oh yeah,
for shopping. I fancy them a lot. There's just so many great businesses, no matter the size, that are doing good in their communities, and giving back and acting ethically. And, I just try to seek them out and do business. You'll always see me writing reviews. I can't do that on BBB because it'd be a conflict, but I will go elsewhere and write them. I just love supporting businesses and that are doing good. So yeah. So thank you for allowing me to share some of my favorites, and I'll probably think of 100 more, or I'll get messages being like, we're members and you didn't say us. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I can get myself in hot water, but
I can imagine. Well, thank you, Paula, for all of the work that you do for our local communities and the businesses throughout Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont. I'd love it if you could share with our listeners where they can find you online, find the BBB online, in case they'd like to connect further and learn more.
Sure. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. And I would say for BBB, it's BBB.org. So BBB.org for all the information we chatted about. To specifically join or apply or check out our benefits, if you go to the top right of the screen, you'll see Grow My Business. Also for me, you can connect on LinkedIn, Paula Fleming. For Instagram, Facebook, it's Paula Lynn Fleming. And for BBB, it's BBB.Boston is for our social media. Or BBB Eastern Mass, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont for Instagram specific, for LinkedIn specifically. It's a little bit longer. So thank you so much for having me, Ashley. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to working together in the future. Yeah.
Likewise, Paula. Thank you so much. I'll list these links in the show notes, that way our listeners can click through and connect with you from there. But thank you again for sharing all of your expertise and support you're doing for our local business communities.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.